So this morning we talked about salt living, and tonight we want to talk about living our lives with the light of the truth of the gospel. We are light. Light living. Matthew chapter 5, let's read it again, verse number 14 through 16. Verse number 14 says, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven." So this morning, let's start with the fact of what light is. What is light? Flip the light switch on nowadays, and boom, the lights are on, right? Well, what is light? If we study it, we look in depth and see what it is, we can acknowledge the fact that light just reveals what was there, what already was there. It reveals things for what they really are. Sometimes the end of a day can kind of sneak up on us. As dusk sets in and starts getting a little bit darker, slowly it gets darker. And you don't even realize how dark it is until someone flips on the lights. Boom. Wow, oh wow, I didn't realize how dark it had gotten. Because suddenly you see things clearer, you see things more vividly. You didn't realize how distorted objects had become because it was slowly getting dark. Have you ever tried to do something in the dark? It's rather difficult. We stub our toes, right? Have you ever tried to get dressed in the dark? I have to do that from time to time. Boy, Miss Betsy, I don't know how you do it. It takes time and work to figure out how to do it just right, because when I go to get dressed, I have to look and see what I'm doing, because otherwise my shirt ends up inside out backwards, and I end up with clashing colors, and I end up with socks that don't match, and it just doesn't work. We have trouble when it comes to darkness because we don't see the truth and reality for what things really are. I remember one time going down to the creek, and I usually go and take and shut the chicken coop door at nighttime, and a lot of times just after it gets dark, I go out there to shut the chicken coop, and it's real dark. So I always take with me what? What do I take with me, Zachary? Yeah, this thing right here. Okay. You need to get the brightest setting, so you got to flip through the cycle until you get the brightest, most powerful beam. And boy, it'll blind you. You don't want to look directly at the light. It will blind you. So that's my light. And I get down there at the, and you get around the chicken coop, you shut the chicken coop door, and you walk around the pond, and I got a little bridge there, and I go around the other side, and there's a little creek there. And one time I got looking down there, and I thought, there's something down there in the creek I want to get out. It's a piece of trash or something. I don't remember even what it was. And so I thought, I'm going to go down there, and I'm going to get that out. So I took that flashlight, and I crawled down the bank, and it's a steep bank. It's about 10-foot drop there. Down into the little ravine area. And then you got to cross the water and the creek. It's not very much water, just a little trickle of water. But you got to watch where you step because it kind of spreads out there at the bottom on the rocks. And so you got to step here on this rock, step here on this rock. And if you miss a rock, you fall into the water. And so I'm getting farther and farther down. And I finally get to right about to where I'm getting to that whatever it was to pick it up. And guess what happens? The battery dies. And now suddenly I'm in the dark, way down there. And there's no moonlight to see things because this is way down in the woods. I mean, the big, huge oak trees above me, it is dark, dark. And I've got to turn around and make it back to the house now. And so I'll tell you, I'm just under branches, around things, and I'm trying to feel my way as best I can. My feet are getting wet. It was rough. I finally made it back to the house without a light. Usually when I get down there, I actually have my cell phone with me, and I can just pull out this light nowadays, right? But that time I didn't have it with me, and when this battery dies, whew, I am in trouble, because we all need light to reveal our path, to see where we are going. Light is necessary in order to see reality, to see what is true, what is see to see what is real around us. in our world. And you know, the same thing's true with spiritual truth as well. The light of Jesus Christ is necessary in order to see the reality of eternity, to see the spiritual truth that we need in our life. Christ alone is the light of the world. John chapter 8, verse 12. Turn there with me. We're going to be jumping around because God's Word has so much to say about light in various ways. And we need to understand exactly what it's all about. So John chapter 8, verse number 12. Jesus is speaking here. And he says, "Then Jesus spake unto them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." Jesus is the light of the world. Christ reveals himself to us all the way back from the beginning in creation when he said, "Let there be light." He was showing mankind who he was, revealing himself to mankind. We can see that creation does reveal the truth of Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 1, verse 20, if you want to turn there. Romans chapter 1, verse number 20. The Bible says, "For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse." So creation reveals the light of Jesus Christ, and we have a general revelation, this light of Jesus Christ and who he is, and understanding the truth and reality of spiritual world because of creation. But then God's Word is specific revelation of that light of Jesus Christ. Psalm 119, 105. You don't need to turn there. You know the verse. "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path." What is that light? That's God's Word that reveals to us the true light, Jesus Christ. From Genesis to Revelation, every bit of this book is revealing Jesus Christ, the light of the world. We can go to 1 John chapter 1, verse 5, where the Bible says, "God is light, and in him is no darkness at all." God's Word reveals his holy character, the purity of that light, the holiness of that source, the spiritual truth and light that is Jesus Christ. But I got to thinking about this. Turn back to our passage in Matthew chapter 5. Who does it say is the light in Matthew chapter 5? It says, "Ye are the light." Well, I thought we just finished explaining the fact that God, Jesus Christ, is the light. Which one's true? Spurgeon has said, you don't have to reconcile friends. They go together. How do we understand this truth? How does this work together? We'll turn to John chapter 9, verse number 5, and I think this will help explain it. John chapter 9 and verse number 5. Jesus said this, "As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." But he's not here anymore. Does that mean he's not the light anymore? Well, now he says, "You're the light." But how does this work? Well, just because we are light does not mean we are the source of light. Who is the source of light? Jesus Christ. He is the light. We are not the source, but we are to reflect that source. And in that reflection, we then are shining out that light that is Jesus Christ. When we look at that reflection, we can say at that reflection, it is light. Yes, it is light, but it is not the source. When we look at the sun and the moon to illustrate this, the moon gives light, but it is not the source of the light. The source of the light is the sun. The S-O-N is the source, the S-U-N, shining to the moon, us, that's we just reflect Christ-like character in our life, that those around us might see the light of Jesus Christ in us. God the Holy Spirit inside always promotes Jesus Christ in us. The Holy Spirit in us always reflects people back to Jesus Christ. We can go to John 16:14 where Jesus says, when the Spirit comes, when the Holy Spirit's going to come, the Spirit of truth, He shall glorify me. He's going to just reflect Christ. And so that's what we should be. We are now to be the reflection of Jesus Christ. Well, what is the lack of light look like? The lack of light in our world is darkness. Darkness is man's attempt to live life without God, without the truth of Jesus Christ. And we see man's attempt all around us to try make some kind of light for themselves, but it's a failure. They claim enlightenment. We claim advances in education, medicine, technology, and we claim to have solved the world's problems, but we haven't. Things just keep getting worse and worse. All we've done is make more educated, clever sinners. All we've done with medicine is made sinners that live longer. All we've done with technology is made more ways for sinners to sin. And in ourselves, darkness continues to get darker. When an individual refuses to believe the truth of God, they've allowed Satan to cause damage to their ability to see that truth the next time. Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 4. This is an interesting concept that fits, I think, with our truth of being the light of the world. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 4. Bible says, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them that believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Who's been blinded? Well, those that believe not. Those that have refused the light have damaged their ability to see that light moving forward. The more light received, the more light will be given. The more Jesus Christ is rejected, the harder the heart becomes, the more blinded they are to the truth. God wants everyone to be saved. God wants everyone to believe that light, that truth of who He is. But it is their choice. And if they choose to believe not, the Bible tells us that the God of this world, Satan, will blind them. They become more and more blinded. Romans confirms this as we see the downward spiral of sin and what man chooses to do. And when they choose to reject God, they become vain in their imaginations. They become worse and worse in their sin. The truth of Christ as God of the universe has been revealed through creation, through the pages of Scripture, showing us His holy character. And the Bible says the darkness comprehended it not. John chapter 1, verse number 4. If you want to turn there, John chapter 1, verse number 4. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Jesus Christ came. And this dark world didn't understand, didn't get it. I love how this passage goes on to talk about there was a man who came sent from God whose name was John. Speaking of John the Baptist. And verse number 7 says, the same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, capital L-I-G-H-T, Jesus Christ. That all men through Him might believe, through Jesus, might believe in Him and the truth of who He is. Verse number 8, He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. He was simply reflecting Jesus Christ. That's exactly what we're commanded to do. Back in Matthew chapter 5. Let's go back there. Matthew chapter 5. So we now have a better understanding of what light is, but how can we be that light? What is our function now as light in this world? Are we clear reflections of our Savior Jesus Christ? Are we shining into the darkness of the world around us? Light's primary function is to dispel darkness by illumination. Just as salt was to remove corruption and preserve the truth, as light we are to reveal Jesus Christ, the truth of all. And in Matthew chapter 5, the Bible tells us that we're to be like a city set on a hill. City set on a hill. Now, I love how you can see the city lights from a long distance. So I live just past New Bern here. You go down New Bern Road, and you go down past, there's a road that we turn on, James Benton Road, and there's a field right there. Every time I go down by, and you can look across that field over this way, and at nighttime, if it's a clear sky, you're going to see the city lights of Covington. I'm always amazed that I can see it that far away. And it's just a glow on the horizon. It's a glow. City lights go so far. It's amazing to me how far away you can see them in a dark night and on a dark sky. We're to be that city light, that light from a city that shines out like a city on a hill. We're to have that kind of glow in our lives. How do we do that? First of all, we need to be an unmovable reflection of Jesus Christ. An unmovable reflection of Jesus Christ. You can't move around a city easily. It's solid. It's built. It's there. It's permanent. Set on a hill. It means, in this passage, a providential placement, an appointment by God, intentionally there, on purpose, in the place that God wants us. God has you in your home for a reason. God has you in this church for a reason. God has you in your city that you live in for a reason. We are placed by God providentially in our location so that we can reflect the unmovable truth of Jesus Christ. To shine the light that He has given to us in the world that He has placed us in, on the job, in our neighborhood, in our family, in our community, in our church. We are to be the light of the world. 1 Corinthians 15:58 says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know, your labor is not in vain. So be an unmovable reflection. But secondly, be a clear reflection. Be a clear reflection. You know, it takes time to build up a glow. You ever gotten some of these glow-in-the-dark things? Dakota, you like those glow-in-the-dark things, right? And how do you get them to glow-in-the-dark? Zachary has a Nerf gun that has glowing Nerf darts. And if you want those Nerf darts to really glow in the dark, what do you got to do? You got to stick it in front of a light source for a while. Let it soak up the light, right? Let it soak up that light for a while, and then shut all the lights off, and wow, ooh, wow, it glows. That's what we should be in a clear reflection of Jesus Christ. How do we do that? We need to spend time with God in His Word. You will never have the light of Jesus Christ in your life until you spend time with the truth of the light of Jesus Christ and let Him reveal Himself to you through the pages of this book. Page by page, verse by verse, learning of our Savior, learning of who He is and what He has done for us, and how we can be a better reflection of His glory. But then notice with me that there is a difference set here in our passage between the city that is set on a hill and the candle that's to be where? In the home. And this struck me as I was studying this, that these two things show us that we're not just to be a light right here, but we're to be a light in our city, in our community. We're to be a light in the dark world. The light shines in the lit room with a certain amount of brightness. But you shut the lights out into the darkness, and this becomes a whole lot brighter. We as Christians are to shine out into the dark world. And we do that differently in regards to the city as we do in the home. We are to be involved in the world around us. What does this look like? This looks like getting involved in our community. This looks like going to our neighbor and finding out who they are and what they believe. This looks like getting involved in our local elections, getting out and voting. Boy, that's important. We decry all the darkness and the sin around us, and we say how awful this society is becoming and how bad our country is getting. And yet, what are we doing about it? Are we being the city on the hill? Are we involved in who our local sheriff is, who our local fire chief is, who our local enforcers in our community are? Hey, that's important. Perhaps even more important than who's the president. Ooh. Why? Because they're the ones that actually enforce the law. They're the ones that actually put it into place in our community. And we're to be the light in this community. I'm not going to have much influence with who the president is. Oh, that vote does count. It's important. But it's a tiny, tiny influence. It's a tiny, tiny light shining into the darkness. But right here, where I live, right there in New Bern, I want my house on my block to be a bright light. I want to shine to my community the truth of Jesus Christ. And if I'm not doing that on the local level, and the community level, then don't ever expect it to happen on a national level. How are we doing at church visitation? How are we doing at being a part of Philadelphia Baptist Church, passing out John and Romans? I tell you, I was hoping that at this time, you know, how long has it been since we started those John and Romans? It's been 2 years, hasn't it? Yeah. I was hoping to already be out at Covington by this point. But we're not there yet. We're not even halfway to New Bern. We're not even halfway through Rutledge. We're just getting started still. And yet, so many of us live way beyond that, right? When I was drawing up the map and doing the circles, it's like we start with this little circle and we're slowly moving out. I was hoping we'd be a lot farther. But it takes time and it takes involvement. How are we doing at that? I've been convicted, too, with how we're doing with follow-up. Do we just put the light out there and leave it? Or do we continually go back and shine the light of truth of Jesus Christ to those that have a desire to see more light? Now, they show a little interest, but we don't follow up on it. Yeah, I should probably get in church. Okay, that's great, wonderful. Come to our church. We don't see them. We don't see them. Hey, do we follow up? Pastor was just talking with me this past week about that. He said, you know what? We need to do something more. We need to get some kind of follow-up program. We need to do something to follow up on these possible contacts and get the light of the truth of Jesus Christ to them. Why do we do this? Not so we look good. Verse 16, that they may see your good works, and here it is, glorify your Father, which is in heaven. The glory always goes back to God. He is our objective and our goal, that others see Christ, not us. That others may see through our good works that God is doing a work in us. God might get the glory. Is God doing a work in your heart and life? Is He moving you to be light? As light, we then draw others to Christ. What happens when you turn the light on at night? You're going to have all kinds of bugs. And some bugs flee away. You know, the cockroaches, they scurry away. And other bugs get attracted and they start coming to the light. Same thing's true with us as Christians. As we reveal the truth of Jesus Christ, some will reject, but others will desire more truth. And we ought to have a drawing effect on those around us. As we shine the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ, there ought to be a beauty to be desired in our lives, to point them to a Savior who can change their life and make their life worth living. You don't usually compliment a light bulb. Okay, that's a beautiful looking light bulb. It's a great looking light bulb. No, you don't do that. What do you compliment? What the light bulb is illuminating. The painting of the artist that the light bulb is shining on. Wow, look at the art. But you wouldn't see that art had it not been for the light. We need to let our life complement Jesus Christ. Not that we're bringing people to ourselves, but that we're pointing them to who He is. We want as light to be clearly seen in us, Jesus Christ. We invite them to gaze fully on His wonderful face. So we need to be that clear reflection. We need to be a bold reflection. Notice the warning here. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel. What do? They put it on a candlestick. And He giveth light unto all. Now, I'm not going to sing the song, "This Little Light of Mine." Okay. Hide it under a bushel? No! I'm going to let it shine! What is that bushel? A simple measuring basket? And in our life, it's anything we do to hide our testimony, to conceal who we are, to shirk away from speaking up and speaking out of the truth of Jesus Christ. We need to let our light be on the candlestick, held up high, and not afraid to show people truth. A light that is concealed is wasted and worthless. So we have an upstairs section, and the kids always go up there, and they always turn all the lights on, right? And I'm always looking up there, "Who turned the lights on again?" Go up the stairs, shut off the lights, come back downstairs. A little bit later, what happened? All the lights are on again. Who turned the lights on? We go back up there. Turn the lights off. Why do we say that? I could save on the electric bill. I don't want to have to spend money. Because it's wasted light. Nobody's up there. It's wasted. And light that is concealed is wasted. To cover any light and put a covering over it makes that light worthless. So we ought to be willing to demonstrate and show that light into the darkness. All right, another illustration. My last illustration. This morning's joke did not go well. Let's see how this one goes. A little boy asks his dad, "Dad, how tall am I?" Dad said, "I don't know, son. I haven't measured you in a while. Maybe about 4 feet tall. Maybe something like that." Hey, Dad, how tall is Jesus?" "Well, we don't really know, but he was probably maybe 6 foot tall, something like that, like an ordinary man. I don't know. Maybe he's about 6 foot tall." Little boy got thinking. "If I'm 4 foot tall, and Jesus is 6 foot tall, and Jesus lives in me, Daddy, he's going to stick out." I got a laugh from that one. That was good. That's right. And if Jesus is in you, he's going to stick out. He will. There ought to be a willingness to demonstrate that my life has been transformed by the power of the gospel. And I want others to know the hope that dwells within. They say all that's necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to say nothing. Without ever sharing our faith, without ever living out Christ in our life, fulfilling the Great Commission in our life, we are hiding our light. We're to go into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. If God lives in you, it ought to be seen. So don't allow your light to be concealed. Colossians chapter 1, verse 27, the last part says, "Which is Christ in you, the hope of glory." Christ in you, the hope of glory. If we've received the gift of salvation through Jesus Christ, we have the light of Jesus Christ in us. The gospel truth in us. And we are to reflect that light into this dark world. Christians too often like to just hang out with other believers. I like doing that. I like hanging out with other believers. It's great to be around other believers. And I'm thankful that we can have Christian fellowship in a place like church where we can have our spiritual batteries recharged and be what we should be for Christ. But we're to go out of these doors into a dark world, into a world that's filled with spiritual corruption, spiritual darkness. And they need to hear the truth of Jesus Christ. We need to be the salt of the earth, the light of the world. Too many Christians are chameleon Christians. And we just want to fit in. We don't want to show our colors. We want to sneak into heaven as a follower of Jesus Christ. I don't know if you're a coin collector, but not too long ago there was a coin that they minted. How many have seen the Susan B. Anthony coin? How much was that worth? $1. They tell us it was unsuccessful, complete disaster. They quit doing it, minting it, because it looked too much like a quarter. The same size. And one's a dollar, one's a quarter. How do you know the difference? And they got mixed up and they got confused and it was too much alike. So they said, "Nope, we're not doing that anymore. Bad idea." When we try to blend in with the world, it's a bad idea. When we hide our light, we're becoming a worthless Christian. We are to have value in Jesus Christ. Our value in Him produces a light in us that shines into the darkness. We have no reason to hide our light under a bushel. Though we in Matthew chapter 5 will face what he says there in the Beatitudes, the persecution of the world. though we face men that revile us and persecute us, we can still be a bright light for Jesus Christ. We can still shine our light for Him. You have been saved to shine. Are you shining that light for the glory of God? Let it shine brightly. Share it boldly. Be the influence God intends you to be on the world around you. Thank you, dear Lord, for this truth. Thank you that you have revealed yourself to us through Scripture. We have seen the reality of your salvation in our lives, and you now live inside. May we shine that truth of who you are to everyone around us. God, would you give us boldness? We so quickly cower in fear, hold back speaking the truth that we should be speaking. Lord, let our light shine. We long to see our light shine, not so that we could get glory, not so we could get a pat on the back, but Lord, that you would get more glory because you're worth it, Lord. You are worth that glory in our life. May our hearts and our lives be so filled with who you are, the truth of your word, that we shine out into this dark world. Be with us now in our invitation time, Lord. Help us to commit our lives to be light to this world. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed. Dr. Allman begins to play a hymn of invitation. Would you ask the Lord tonight to help you be the light you should be? Are you thinking of a neighbor right now that you haven't been to yet? Maybe a little bit farther down the road? Maybe you need to drive this weekend to that house down the road that you haven't been to and share the truth of the gospel with them. How long has it been since you've been on church visitation? Maybe it's time you commit once again to being a part of sharing the gospel with your church. How about on the job? That coworker? How about in your family? Think of a family member that you need to be the light of the truth of the gospel too. Are you shining your light like a city on a hill? Is your candle revealing the truth of Jesus Christ? Let's ask Him to help us do that today. Father, thank you so much for the privilege of being here today. Thank you for using these truths of your word in my heart, convicting me. And Lord, we acknowledge that we all fall short of where we should be in the area of salt and light. We can all improve. So Lord, help us to, with your strength and your help, be more salty, be more of a light, that you might get more glory. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.